Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Hello, this is Diego Aparicio reporting for Fred Film Radio here at the Venice Film Festival. I'm here today with the Portuguese member of the jury for the Giornata degli Autori this year, Alexandra Guimarães. Very nice to have you here, Alexandra.
Hi, Diogo. Thank you. Hi, everyone.
So first of all, a huge congratulations for being selected to be part of this year's jury.
Thank you.
Fantastic achievement, and I think you must be having a terrific time. I would just like to ask you how you heard about the program in the first place.
I saw a post on Facebook, in the Facebook of the cinema I'm representing.
And which is?
Cinema Trindade. It's a cinema in the center of Porto. Sorry. I will repeat it, okay?
Mm-hmm. Which is?
Cinema Trindade. It is a cinema in the center of Porto.
And I imagine it must be part of the Europa Cinemas network?
Yes, of course.
Wonderful. So Europa Cinemas, for our listeners, is one of the contributors to 28 Times Cinema. The other main one being the Giornata degli Autori, of course, and the Lux Film Prize. What do you think is special about Cinema Trindade?
Well, they have always a really good film selection and a lot of European films. Films that I can't find in most of the commercial film circuits. And it's also very cozy and very beautiful inside because it has an 80s architectural style.
That sounds wonderful. I'd like to visit, actually. Okay, I'll cut that. That was goofy. Anyway. Okay. Impressions from Venice. And what have been your impressions from Venice thus far? What has the experience been like to you?
First of all, I'm really enjoying the relaxing atmosphere of the Venice Film Festival. There are not many restrictive rules, I guess, and formalities. And it's also my favorite time in a film festival, as big as this one.
Terrific.
And it's a very good opportunity to watch films from such different countries. A lot of films, I'm watching a lot of films that maybe I wouldn't watch because they are not going to be distributed in my country. So it's been a very good experience.
I'd say that's definitely one of the perks of being at a festival like this, certainly. Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, and I wish you the best of luck in your future jury meetings. So speaking of non-giornate films, what have been the highlights at this festival for you?
Well, I really liked a film from South Africa. It's called It's Not Burial, It's a Resurrection, I guess. It was terrific. It was really, really beautiful and an amazing cinematographic experience to me. And it's, I think that if I wouldn't come to Venice, I would never see that film. This film, it's my favorite till now. Outside the Giornata, there are a lot of good films in Giornata, but I can't talk about them.
Excellent to hear that. Thank you so much for being with us today, Alexandra.
Thank you.
From Venice Film Festival, this was Diego Aparicio, and you're listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.